You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another successful night last night. Obviously, opening night for you guys last night. Great crowd and obviously a big win. A very stifling defense last night for the Atlanta Hawks.
Yeah, that was something to see that tight D, especially on a high-scoring team like Dallas. It was a total team effort, but you got to call out DeAndre Hunter, who held Luka Doncic to 1-for-9 when he was guarding him man-to-man.
Yeah, man, it was something to watch. We've been talking about it all day, Steve. Just the shutdown defense, and you know how good this team looks. And I know that you know sports media people talk about statement wins, but you know all the comparisons of Luka and Trey. It was so great to see him just whip their butts last night at State Farm.
Yeah, I mean, once you take Luka out of that offense, there's not much left. I think they scored only 90 points or less one time last year. And you could just see us pull away. And that's one of the other huge benefits of the depth of our team. When they went to their bench and we went to ours, it was a 4-point game. And when we were done, it was a 15-point game.
Yeah, and Steve, that's the thing Trae Young talked about, is just the depth of this team. I mean, it's kind of funny because you didn't have to make any splashy moves. It was just really a matter of getting everybody back healthy, getting everybody back in the mix. And that's a great feeling. If you're a general manager and you don't have to worry about going out and making anything splashy because your team is so good and so deep, that's a good feeling going into a season.
It's a wonderful feeling because people are going to tweak ankles. There's going to be, you know, there's going to be some sort of injuries, which we – you know, hope for is nothing severe, but there's going to be guys missing a game or three, and now you have the depth. Like last night, Gallinari usually is our first guy off the bench, he and Kevin. And Cam was the seventh man in the rotation, and he was a high scorer for the game. So different people, different roles every night is a recipe, hopefully, for an incredibly successful season.
It is our man Steve Coonan, guys, joins us every week, and we were up at State Farm doing the show. It was fun to meet a bunch of 92.9 The Game listeners and everybody saying hi. Real quick, I mentioned it on the air yesterday, Steve. I don't know who's designing the merch or if that's just your partners, but, man, they got some killer stuff. You couldn't – it was like elbow to elbow in the Hawks store last night.
Yeah, it was a very good night. We have a head of our retail merchandise, Amy Serino, who hopefully she's listening. She's a rock star. She does an amazing job, has phenomenal taste. And I saw more than a dozen John Collins dunking on Joel Embiid shirts walking around the arena. And we gave out free shirts last night. So,
right.
You know, it was it's great. And we'll unveil our new City Edition 75th anniversary mashup, which I also mean, and hopefully y'all talked about it today, and all listeners appreciate that Dominique Wilkins was named to the All-75 team,
yeah,
I think is a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about the City Edition jerseys because I think it was about October 4th or something last year when y'all put those out. So when do we expect to see this year's incarnation of that?
In early November. I think they'll be I think we'll play our first game November 4th, and I think November 15th they'll be for sale, and also an accompanying court that we'll play on wearing those 75th anniversary mashup jerseys.
Yeah, which everybody was going bananas. Again, just going bananas over, as John mentioned. Steve Coonan's with us, guys. I know we asked you last week, it's a them problem, not an us problem, but when you look at what the Nets are dealing with and now you throw in the soap opera with Ben Simmons, I mean, if we stay healthy, which is always the big if in any team, but, man, you could project us into the top three in the Eastern Conference this year, if not higher.
Well, I appreciate that. You can project us. I'm not doing that after one game.
We love Charles Barkley. For some reason, Barkley is gone against the grain on the Hawks and said some things last night.
Fantastic. The man's lost $30 million gambling.
And we will talk to Charles. We'll get a chance to get Charles on and straighten him out about this. But, yeah, I mean, the things he was saying didn't make a lot of sense. But, again, apparently he needs more convincing.
Well, first of all, I worked with Charles for 14 years. He needs to actually watch a basketball game. Second of all, you know, you just love Charles because he was with us last year, and so there was no way he's going to be with us this year because everybody else is. So when you zig, he zags. When you zag, he zigs. So Ziggy Barkley, we'll get a hold of him. And meanwhile, Shaq crows and flies like a hawk.
That's true.
Yeah, and listen, there's nothing wrong with not getting a lot of national media pub and things like that. Let everybody else talk. Everybody else. I mean, the Hawks will get their results on the court. I mean, that's where it'll come down to. It doesn't
Absolutely.
Really matter what the
And by the way, you know, I know Sports Illustrated isn't what it used to be. We were on the cover with Trey last week, USA Today cover. So, you know, I there was a lot of national media at the game last night. It was broadcast on TNT.
Right.
I do feel like I like where we are. You know, let's prove it before and earn it. That way nobody can take it from us.
Damn right. Hey, I made the comment yesterday. I mean, I know it's tough to get to Atlanta. I mean, you know, Atlanta's an hour from Atlanta. But why was people were still walking in at halftime last night? What the heck's going on in this town?
Well, you had a couple of things. 285 was closed for a lot of the day yesterday.
Okay.
And, you know, we had a lot of traffic around the building, and the NBA in Atlanta, and we had an ownership meeting today, and this was a big conversation, but people don't arrive for NBA games earlier on time. They did for the playoffs, but for a regular season game. So I watched on our ticketing device 3,000 people come into the building between 6 minutes left in the half and halftime.
Yeah, I was blown away by it. I was like, wow, where's, you know, because you guys did a fantastic job with the glowing wristbands and the T-shirt giveaway and everything else. You just want a little more. I mean, not blaming. I'm just saying you wanted more fannies in the seats, period.
Well, you know, I think the Falcons suffer from part of the same problem. It's also our clubs are so good, the Delta Club, the Harris Club, Players
right.
Club, that a lot of our fans choose to, you know, we don't try to legislate how you enjoy our game. And I'll walk by the clubs, and they're rocking when the game's rolling. So, you know, you wish that everybody was strapped into their seat and paying rapt attention.
those days are gone.
That ain't a 21st century game. You know, we're just happy that everybody has a really good time. And we were voted number one in arena experience, game experience of all teams in the NBA. Mm. And I think a big part is that there's more to do than just sit in your seat.
Right.
Steve, did y'all make Kevin Huerter buy a lunch for everybody now that he's got a couple bucks in his pocket?
We tried, but, you know, there, as he said, there's a few other guys with a few more bucks. So, but it's good to have that core of Clint and John and Trey and Kevin, you know, locked up. And it feels really good to know that, you know, and to Travis, is the huge credit to Travis. I'm not sure how many 19th picks, and Travis had two, re-signed with their team for this kind of dollars.
Yeah, and we spoke with John Collins, as we mentioned, and just, you know, such a good dude. And the vibe, knowing that, yes, there are expectations and everybody embracing it, you know, and loving the swag and loving the attitude. Just love the vibe around this team. It's nice to be the team which is the hammer, not the nail, for a change, right?
I agree, but also think of this, listeners. Our core is average 23 years old. I mean, so we
third youngest team in the league?
Yeah. We have some real youth. We have veterans, and we have a real opportunity for a really long time.
All right, well, it gets cranked back up tomorrow night, Steve, in Cleveland, taking on
Cleveland.
The
Cavaliers. Tune in, and then Monday night, come on down Monday night, and we play Detroit, who had the number one pick in the draft, and these are the games we have to win. You know, we have to beat the teams we're favored to beat, and we have to, you know, play really well on the road. But I love Nate came out and say we want at least 30 wins at home.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.